Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for A Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, to the call, the purpose of God, and we are empowered in His will and His word in our everyday life to do more, to show the love of Christ even more, to believe Him even the more, to stand on His word even the more. Even though we live in this world, we understand we're not of this world, and so the principles of faith or how we live, how we walk, how we move. We abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We see His demonstration in our lives, and we become the salt. We become that light for someone else. Our life becomes that overcoming testimony that continues to be added to as we trust God even the more and walk in obedient faith. When God chooses an unlikely person or a tribe or a family or a nation for His glory, then He gets the glory out of them, and He does exactly what His word and His will has commanded. And chosen for such a time as to be the glory of God, Him, to live for His glory, and to allow someone else to know that Jesus lives and saves to the uttermost and the guttermost, and there's no thing, no person, no situation that He cannot heal, He can't solve the problem, He can't deliver, He can't set free. We're going to be looking today, and next week we'll go back into this topic again, but we're going to be looking to the topic, a considered place of blessings. And we're going to be looking at the book of Luke, chapter 1, and it's talking about Elizabeth and Mary. It's talking about both of these women who've been considered by God, both of these women who have been given something that they didn't seek or ask for themselves, but has come to them at a perfect time, at a certain time, at a set time. And God is going to get the glory out of it, even though it's a hard thing. Now, in this chapter, we see that Elizabeth becomes pregnant. Her husband is a priest, and he's gone in to give offerings to the people. The priest would go in during certain times of the year, and they will offer sacrifices for the sins of the people. They would go into the most holies of holies. If they were not holy priests, if they had not repented of their sins when they went in, then they had a rope with bells on it on their leg, and if the rope and the bells stopped swinging or they stopped hearing these bells, that individual had went into the holies of holies of God, and they were unworthy, and they died, because only the priest could go in for the people and intercede, so to speak, and present the blood and pour it on the altar for the sins of the people and put their hands on the scapegoat and command the sins of the people to go away, and they would send the goat away from the camp to, so to speak, putting the sins of the people on that goat. So what happened is he was holy, he went in, but he has a visitation with an angel. And the angel tells him about his wife getting pregnant, tells him what his name shall be, and gives him a sign and lets him know this is going to be the sign that you had a visitation. I'm not going to let you talk about this. So he closes his mouth, but she becomes pregnant. And so the people knew something happened, but he couldn't tell it. And so he did not open up his mouth until when John was born and they got ready to name him. And his wife tells the men what his name should be, because during that time they wanted their children to be named through the lineage or someone in their family with the lineage of that name. So John was not in the lineage of the name of their family. So they wanted the men who would get down what his name should be and take circumcise him and do the rituals of what it was called for. When they began to refute her, immediately her husband's tongue is loosed. Zachariah's tongue is loosed, and he begins to tell them the same thing. And so we're going to get caught up here, and we're going to get to Mary's part. Now, you have to understand that even with Elizabeth had gone years. Her husband had a prestigious job, so to speak. He was known by in the kingdom, in the community, by the men by the people that live there. Here he is. He has a job that is honorable, that is prestigious, so to speak. And here it is. He has all of these things, but he does not have an heir. Does not have an heir. So in this time, it was very, very, very dishonorable or disrespectful or almost a disgrace for a woman not to be able to give her husband a child to carry on his name or children. And so she's gone through all this time and she's carrying this weight or this load, so to speak, of being looked at as less than when you see other people with children, other people enjoying their children. And here it is, she cannot have a child herself. So she's gone through and carried this load, this burden. And even though many of us say, oh, but she's the priest's wife and she's respected and she's honorable, for the women in that time, it was very disgracing. So she carried that, she went through that, but it didn't change her heart. And the reason why it didn't change her heart, because the Bible lets us understand that that she was visited by God and she got an impartation where she was able to receive life. God opened up her womb so that she could receive life. So if the situation had made her bitter, made her angry, she would not be the one that God would be using at that time. But her life remained pure. She still continued to worship God with her lifestyle. And because of that, she was considered by God for a place of blessing. And when God considers you, there will be times when God will do something in your life and consider you, and you will walk alone. You will have to go through these places where people don't understand, and they're trying to judge you, and they might even say that you're out of the will of God, because here it is, Elizabeth is old, but she stays in the house. She does not take herself out. She's not in public. She's not doing any of these things. She's in the house, and she stays there until Mary comes, who also now is pregnant with the babe that the Holy Spirit shouted her with. So, and their babes leap in agreement. The life of one leaps into the other one. The life, their babes leap because of the fulfillment of something that God says, because both of them have been considered and both of them face hard trials because they've been considered by God. They go through mocking. They go through people saying that they're not who they are. Mary was a virgin. She saved herself and did everything that she was supposed to in honor of having a husband, Joseph. And here it is, God allows her to become pregnant. People don't understand or believe that it was by the Holy Spirit. They believe she's been messing around with someone else, and she got caught. And here it is, Joseph is getting ready to put her away, because during that time, if you were pregnant and you were not married, they stoned you. So he was going to put her away privately until the Lord dealt with him. So we see all of these things going on. So that each one of them are going through a hard thing. But the thing that I want you to understand, because it says when the angel of the Lord comes to Mary, he lets her know, basically, he says, you know, hey, congratulations, lady. The Lord is with you. He's letting you know, hey, God is with you, and congratulations, because something's great is getting ready to happen in your life. When God tells you that he's getting ready to do something in your life and that he's with you, then guess what? He's telling you, I'm celebrating you because you've been the one I've chosen. You're the one I put this in, and I want to see this in the earth, or I want to use you in this manner. And when he does that, he's telling you, you found favor with me. When the angel of the Lord begins to talk to Mary, he says to her, God has decided basically to give you a wonderful blessing. In other words, God has favored you. You're blessed and highly favored. God has considered you, and he wants to give you a wonderful blessing. He's going to set you aside to do something great in your life. Well, when he does, when anyone, whoever the Lord ever uses, when he tells you this, then you're going to go through something. You're going to be made in that area. You're going to be stretched in that area. Something is going to happen in the area where people may not walk with you, who walked with you before. You may be mocked. You may be criticized when you know it's the will of God. And some of us, God has told to do some things or disconnect from some things or even begin a ministry or do something in life that other people may not agree with. It may be foolish to them. God is telling you to do it. It's not your own mind, because ministry in itself is hard. Ministry in itself is not easy. ministry in itself, when I'm talking about real ministry, not religion, but real ministry, you work with people, with broken people whose lives are not what they should be. And you have to work with them and teach them and love them and instruct them and begin to pour love in them and teach them over and over and over again. And the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is a lot of work, and it takes patience and it takes time. And when God is telling you to do that, everyone looks at mega ministries and all these huge ministries, and they just think, oh, that's so glorious, that's so wonderful. No, it takes time, it takes work, it takes commitment, it takes discipline, it takes dedication, it takes a lot. And when God has considered you to do something like that, you don't take it lightly, because the souls of God people are in your hands, and you are responsible for how you lead them and what you pour into them and what you allow. You're responsible, because you're supposed to be the maturity that your life shines, looks like what God says. So it is a great responsibility that you don't take lightly. If it's a job change that God is telling you to do, you have to walk by faith. People, you might have been there many years or just gotten there, and God will tell you to switch or do something else and gives you the job. And some people don't understand that, but you have to understand that when God considers you, when he says you are blessed and highly favored, when he says something in your life, you are going to go through a process while that thing is being developed, while that thing is coming to fruition. And you have to know that God will cause an Elizabeth and a Mary to be in your life. So between the two of them, because you're carrying something that God gave you, you're moving in something that God put in you. You're carrying the burden, the call, the will of God for something that God gave you. And everyone will not understand, but he'll always put an Elizabeth in your path at the right time, a Mary in your path at the right time, so that the babes can leap together, so that by you spending time together, your what you're carrying, that encourages you, that builds you up, so that you're able to continue to walk in what you know you have to, because you're really not alone. You have earthly evidence. Not only is God with you, like the angel said, the angel Gabriel said to Mary, God is with you, but in the earth, someone's going through something just like you. They've been called of God, and they're going through it, and together you're going to strengthen and encourage each other, because there is something God is getting ready to do in your life that's great. Now, the angel of the Lord says to her in Luke chapter 1, in that 17th chapter, he says, for every promise of God shall surely come to pass. That's the thing that you have to hold on to when you're going through the place of considering. Because the first part or phase of that is where you are tried. The first phase of that is where you are going to be mocked. The first phase of that is where you might lose some friends. The first phase of that might be where God is talking to you and people don't understand. And I'm not talking about something that's not sound, but I'm saying God is telling you to do something and people don't understand what God is telling you to do. It does not comprehend with their mindset or with their, they can't fathom God telling you to do something that seems so out of order, but it's really in order. Prime example is that my bishop, many, many years ago, when the Lord told him to start a church, he was already in an established church, and the Lord tells him to start a church. He pulls him out of the church, and he didn't know who was going to be there, but the Lord had touched the heart of some folk, some people that were in his family for them to come and be with them. And they didn't have a building. They kept trying to get a building, but people were blocking him because they said he's lost his mind. He's an educated man. He's gone to college. And why would he just jump up and do something like this? We're going to help him out, and we're going to just stop this. We're going to block this. Well, when they couldn't get it, the Lord kept telling him to continue to go and to do it. And they ended up starting off in a garage. They eventually got a building, but they started off in a garage. And it seemed foolish, but it was the will of God. He's been called to raise up leaders. I'm one of the leaders that come under his ministry and still under his ministry. And thank God, because if he had not started and did what God said, then I would not have been able to be birthed out to do the will of God and all the other leaders that he has now raised up to go and do the things of God, and the people that lives that he's touched, and the evangelism and the ministry and the pastoring that he's done. That's what I mean when I say God will sometimes tell you to do something that seems unlikely, but it is the will of God. That is all the time we have for today. We will be back next Tuesday. I pray that you have a blessed, wonderful worship experience, and we'll come again and pick this up and move on in the further with this direction of considering and blessing. God bless you.